guys, welcome to another episode on Rated 18 Podcast. I remain your host, Emefiele Victory, aka Valanchi, and I have my beautiful co-host,
Pearl. Hi everyone, my name is Pearl, at Just Pearl NA on every social media platform, aka Story Time.
And this is the Rated 18 Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platform at Rated_18 Podcast. Today's topic is so juicy, it's so nice, I love it so much. The topic for today is infection. Pearl, what do you think infection is all about?
Infection go far, my sister. Because infection go far in the sense that a lot of men, I feel like men and women should get enlightened about each other's body and the opposite gender's body.
Yeah.
In the sense that some men don't know that a woman's a smelly and does not necessarily mean she has bad. It could be yeast. Anybody can have yeast. The is an open wound.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Anything can come in. You men, you have a closed canine.
Yeah.
We have an opening. Yeah, we have like three openings down there.
I love the way you said canine.
Yes, we have a closed canine. A woman, we have openings.
It's so irritating, though, how guys push blame a lot.
Yes.
Guys, they do that, and it's not nice. The thing is, once you have a smelly, they assume that because you have sex a lot with different partner, that's she why you're gets smelling.
Like,
that might not be why.
A girl would come to your house after after entering this lucky aja. Maybe she used a bus. Yes.
Too many drama.
She understand? She now used a bus from Ikorodu to come to your house. You're not expecting to smell fresh
smell
down
nice.
There. She can't smell fresh.
I don't know.
She needs to wash up.
Yeah.
What does she get you want to do? No, she has to wash up.
And let's enlighten you more, guys.
Yes.
Especially when we are getting close to our menstrual cycle.
And immediately after the menstrual cycle.
Before the menstrual cycle.
And after.
There's a way our body, you know, your body will change a little bit.
Yes, it would.
Then after.
There's
also that time where your body will change a little bit. So guys,
even ovulation, there's a way your body will change.
So it mustn't necessarily be about, oh, she's sleeping with different men. Yeah. She's fucking around. That's why she's smelling.
The crazy thing is that, do you know the funny thing is that it is not possible for most of these women are lucky, but you see, as a lady, there is no way you'd escape a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 2% or 3% without getting a yeast infection at least once in your life.
Do you get me?
It is normal. Yeast. Whether you use toilet or you don't use toilet. Whether you piss or you don't piss. It could be too much of sugar because yeast feeds on sugar a lot. Mm-hmm. It could be too much of sugar. What it means for a woman to have yeast infection means that down there are bacteria. There is good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Exactly.
When yeast infection comes in, is when the good bacteria is less than the bad bacteria. So the bad one is overshadowing the good one. What she needs to do is to get probiotics.
Do you get me?
Get antibiotics and some of the drugs that work.
Yeah.
That would raise, you know, the level of the good bacteria. And at the same time, if the good bacteria... Yeah. Sorry, my dear. Uh-huh. If the good bacteria is way more than the bad bacteria, it will still cause yeast infection. So there has to be a balance. That's why I say pH balance.
That's correct. And these guys, they need to know that we have what we call fungal infection.
Bacteria.
We have bacterial infection. Mm-hmm. We have your yeast infection. There's a lot of infection that people can actually get. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So don't assume that because she's sexually having intercourse with another person or different partners, that means, this guy, they fuck a lot. Now, they smell. Guy, no, man.
The silly thing is that a lot of men are walking with infections, but men are mostly asymptomatic to infection. Most of you,
it
doesn't show symptoms. So you as a man like this, you'll be carrying maybe that staphylococcus you carry around.
Staphylococcus aureus. You gotta carry him around.
Or you'll be scratching your you'll be like, it's just a normal, maybe aftershave. My dear, it could be like you have some infections down there as a man. But you're walking about with it because you don't show symptoms. You think you're free. You now start passing around. Your girl will not tell you, maybe. Do you know that crazy thing is that most of these yeast infections that girls treat, they get it from their boyfriends too.
Before.
Sometimes.
Men most times now. Maybe then they like skin to skin.
Men also get yeast infection.
True.
Men also get yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see your own greasy discharge. You don't see your cheesy discharge. So you believe that you're normal. Your girlfriend is treating infection every time. You as a man, you have to get yourself checked too.
Sometimes when you raise that their you see that round itself is already looking somehow. You guys keep itching under your and all that.
Yeah, because
you guys are carriers. A lot of times these guys are the
carriers,
ones that
yes.
you know give you that bad smell. And you know, by the side though, because you know what, me your guy notice, you go treat yourself, do insertion, do everything. But he's still the carrier.
He's the carrier. You now come back and sleep with him, you carry the infection again.
And by the time you check, maybe you both sides, you will now see that the guy has staphylococcus aureus. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me. Guys, try as much as possible.
There are a lot of infections that men are, what's it called? There's this particular one. I don't know if it's syphilis or something. Men are completely asymptomatic to it. You don't know until it gets to a certain level. And now that's infection, yeah? If a woman contacts, especially pregnant women, their children, when they are trying to give birth, yeah, it will pass down from the mother to the child. The same way HIV can be passed from mother to child during childbirth, because the blood is going to... There is no way the baby will not get affected by the blood, infected by the blood. So these men, they need to go for regular checkups.
Most times, they are not even scared of the fact that, you know, guys know they're raising HIV again. I wasn't even fear me these days. They know they're raising HIV again.
Tell you this, like, when we say HIV, we say walking.
They know they're raising... Will I say yes? Because they're taking drugs, you can manage it. Guy, be careful out there. There's a lot going on. HIV.
Do you know herpes?
I know.
HIV is even
hepatitis. Okay. Everything day.
Everything. Croco. See, a lot of you, Apropos doctor don't come on. I say if you get one smart, you go say na ishi, you know, my dear. Na herpes they get you. Yes, no, herpes.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about herpes is it has no cure.
Yeah. So. True.
No cure. You will just not get. That's true. You just not get the, you know, crazy symptoms.
It's crazy how, you know, I don't like the fact that a lot of times they push blames. It irritates me. But at the end of the day, no, they do and pass. No, they infect pass. No, they transfer and pass. But you hate on the girls. You push it on the girls. Ah, you're smell. That guy, fuck him up. Meanwhile, another guy don't give him.
See,
do you understand? A lot of times, because you guys don't know that you're the carriers, you keep pushing blames, and which is wrong.
And the crazy thing is, infection topics, sex topics, they're not supposed to be big deal.
And they see it as a big deal, though.
It's not supposed to be a big deal. A woman getting infected by yeast or whatever it is not supposed to be a big deal. Don't you get malaria?
No.
Don't you get typhoid?
No. Don't, they see it as a big deal.
So because you get cholera, and I will say you are dirty?
Imagine.
It's just a person's misfortune that happened.
Or maybe you have typhoid. I'll say, oh, you're drinking dirty water.
Do you understand? I'll say, oh, you're living a very poor environment. I wouldn't do that. I'll say, oh, get yourself treated the same way sexually transmitted infections are. It is not my fault. I would take accountability. I would take responsibility for being negligent, for being careless by not using protection. Yeah, but imagine this is the person you share your body with. This is your boyfriend. Like, you say, okay, I'm committed to him. That sometimes people will say, okay, let's not do protection. Maybe condom, no, they don't. I won't do raw. And the boy in a carrier, he don't go cheat around. And you, innocent girl.
Yeah.
You, they do, me and my boyfriend, I trust my boyfriend. You're not kidding with him. You're not kidding without protection. How do you think you want to survive infection? That's why, my dear, make sure condom is part of your routine. If you're doubting your boyfriend or your partner, doubts, don't they come? You know, you say this guy don't cheat on me before I forgave him. I don't even, do you understand? All those kind of, my dear, sometimes they start introducing protection. Oh.
What if you're married? What are you going to do at that point?
Because I'm married doesn't mean I don't know it's protection now.
Do you know that this thing has actually caused fight? I actually saw on my Instagram where a guy posted this story that the wife is insisting that they have to use
protection. Yes.
Today.
Yes.
That's been that. Oh, he I think he works offshore. So he's 2 weeks out, 2 weeks in. So
and he cheats, yeah?
The wife is suspecting. And he wrote that he's not cheating. But the wife is suspecting that, I think you are cheating and all of that.
Now, in this situation, like, what he needs to do is to talk to her. See, you don't have to.
But he said he has been begging her. She refused.
No. See, there's a different way begging me for what? Like, did you offend me?
For you not to use protection.
That's the point. Why are you begging me? I'm trying to protect my, you're begging me. That means that it's reeks of desperation. Oh, he's begging because he wants to sleep with me. Have a conversation telling her about your fidelity. Baby, I can promise you, I have never looked. Like, there are some ways you talk to a woman, she will know that, damn, this man is telling the truth. Begging me because she wants to sleep with me. She will believe he's begging because he wants to fuck now. I don't understand.
You're married now.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get it. There's a lot of things going on right now. I don't blame that woman. I blame the fact that they are what? See, women are not crazy, yo. For a woman to say use protection, that man has probably, in a way, acted shady. that made her start having doubt. You can't tell me you just try something. See, I remember myself, if I see something like that, is, you know, that's about me, I'll just find a way to just hint my boyfriend, like, you men, this, that. Do you understand? I'll just find a way. Here is reaction. Here is response. So I will know what side he is on. Do you understand? If he gives me a very shady response, I will know that, okay, I will not judge immediately. I'll try like 2-3 more times. If the same responses are the response I'm getting, I'll know, okay, there is something shady about him. G-get. So the man might have, in a way, done some. Women are very observant.
Very sensitive to things.
Very. We'll notice things. Yeah. So he might have acted a little shady to her that makes her think, maybe this man said no be saint. That situation, you don't have to say, maybe please, maybe I swear on my life. Not when you want to knock.
But most times, these guys are the ones that instigate, oh, let's not use condom. Even when you say use condom, they will fight you. What do you mean by that? I don't like condom. Shing my. Meanwhile, do you get me? Like, they now force you. Babe, I don't like condom now. You know I don't come with condom. You know I don't do this. But you will not stick your dick in one man.
Then if you know, see, I will pick myself first. So I will not say because I want to please my boyfriend, I will go and be fighting lifetime of HIV. HIV no get cure. Epis no get cure. So, it depends on my priority. Am I ready to pick the satisfaction of my boyfriend over my life? Mm-hmm. Or I'll pick my life first.
Yeah.
If you're shady and I want to stay with you with your shady character, I will take precautions. I'm sorry. I will take precautions.
Well, some people, even some marriages has actually almost come to an end because of this condom thing. Are you mad? What do you mean by that? Inside my house, that I married you. I should be using condom for what?
The
marriage
should not have happened in the first place now. See, women, some women, they should see marriage as do or die. Oh. It's not do or die. It's not supposed to be your ultimate goal.
But Pearl, there's something you should remember that. It's not any little thing that happens, you think.
I'm not saying little things now. No, never. As I say, when marriage is not something you have in mind that things can go south, we get divorced. And I don't think of, when you think of that, you're already including it in your plans. I'm just saying that you take precautions. If your man is cheating on you, an unrepentant cheat, and you're doing, I don't want to end this. You stay now. But take, if you carry HIV, nothing concern me now. Not be me, go help you carry him now. What's in my own shoe? Yes, now. So if you know you want to pick, as I say, pick yourself before anybody. Pick yourself first.
True. And there's something again. Guys, please learn this. If you notice that your partner, especially the female, there's this very offensive smell that is coming out from their always let them know. Babe, not in a rude way. Babe, I think, are you sure? Public toilets can actually cause it also. You get me? So, like, you know, babe, are you using public toilet or just jokingly? There's a way you put
it. You go and get this feminine wash. For, just find that, a way, you know, to just buy.
They might not know all those things. You should just tell her, I'm not saying that you're smelly, you know, babe. You know, we need to, you know what? Let's just drink maybe two of us. You can just use both of you so it makes more sense. If you feel that she's going to be angry or something, babe, can we take.
Just find a way to clean our
body. We'll be stressed this period. I know you've been using public toilet. And all of that, all those girls, all these touching body things, you can frame it to something else. But provided you are passing the message, just like when somebody has a body odor, you are trying to pass a message. Don't say, "I happy to smell it." No, there's a way you do it. So that there's a way you pass the message. Always let us know, because sometimes some people might not know. Like I said,
but if you as a woman don't know, you are irresponsible.
But that's why women, every morning when you're having your bath, stick your hand in your and smell and see if the smell is offensive or not.
Your number one priority as a woman is your I don't know what makes you a woman. The fact that you have a and a womb, you have the female organ, like the female genitals. Yes, that's what makes you a woman. So why would you not be checking your genitals? I don't get it. You check your pum pum. The same way you have to check your boobs if there is any lump.
Body examination.
Yes, there is breast cancer, there is cervical cancer, and you want to just stay there and be ignorant, lying on ignorance and be giving stupid excuses.
Okay, but in case she doesn't know, please, brother, try and as possible. So tell her.
For the baby, men, don't judge.
Don't say, baby, your pussy is smelling.
Or go and tell you. Or even if, you know, okay, now, let's say she's not his girlfriend and she's just a random girl. Maybe transactional. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're trying, I'll say transactional.
Olojo.
And she's transactional,
yeah.
And you now want to, like, you are trying to have a thing with her, and there's an offensive smell down there.
Yeah.
And you're now thinking the best way for you to pass it on to her is to
be condescending.
Yeah, that's very
it
does. Bad.
It's sick. Jigga, because yeah. You as a man, serve your kidney, they smell.
Die.
Some of these men, they don't they change boxers.
Okay, we don't see some people who get hair for their chest, their armpits. They know they never shave. Even their bola, they know they shave.
Oh yeah, now. Yes, I assume that. Some men will say it makes them manly. Oh yeah.
Which manly? Don't bring that dirty.
Oh yeah, wait now.
When I want you zoom, but
you know they shave them.
Don't bring them close to me.
You know they wash them. The roll on of yesterday is still under that place.
Some guys don't even have their part of to God do me.
You don't wash, you don't like outright, you have hair. Okay, fine. This is the way I have hair on my head. On my head, there is breeze. Oh. Mm-hmm. Breeze, they blow up. Yeah. This place now is enclosed. Mm-hmm. Only if you do like this. Now, you can't use roller yesterday. Today, you only can just you put water, put another roller on top of it. Tomorrow, use your scratch it. Maybe you don't want to shave. That was scratch it with soap. If you get shampoo, say if you put down under that place, do it very well. You know, you rub it, you finger comb it, then you use your roll on, your body spray, your body mist before your perfumes.
You get me? Even when you don't use cream, when you don't cream your body, it's fine. You can still use shampoo. Very important.
Yes.
Guys, try as much as possible to be clean too. I feel that a lot of guys, you know, put in this neatness
outside.
No. Mm-hmm. They put in neatness to, you know, it has to be a female thing to be neat.
No, man. Yes.
It's both ways.
Yes.
Both the guys, both the girls. You have to be clean. It's not a girl's thing.
It's not.
It's a weird thing. It's a male and female.
Both gender thing. That's why you see men, they'll be expecting women to be the ones who know how to wash plates, who know how to cook, who know, because you are assuming that there are some things that are meant for women. I understand a woman is a nurturer of the house. If I get married, we'll have cooks or maid or whatever. I will still do the normal things that, you understand? But I didn't go to my man's house.
Yeah.
I enter. The bed is scattered.
They want you. They will not say I'm testing her. So hey, she's the wife.
If you test
wife
me.
Wife material. Do the right thing.
Hey.
Say it again.
Wegeber. Wegeber.
I'm teaching her. Yes, I'm teaching her. I'm learning. She's learning a good way.
What kind of stupid? You have to test me. Test me with money. Don't test me with infection.
Hey.
Yes, the toilet will be green.
Are you connected?
You test me with infection. We're getting back.
Everything together.
Very interesting. Your kitchen will be tired.
Everywhere. Maybe another guy cook for you, manage cook for you, still even for there, they wait
Indomie
for
me. Indomie will be say, if you don't cook, say, if you don't, they look like masha.
You get me?
You're not leaving Indomie for, he's not bringing out all those
muko, worms, smelling it. You don't expect me. Because you want me to be wife material.
With my pedicure nails. With this nail.
Why material kill you there?
When I have a housekeeper in my house.
I'm Obiadar Eri. I'm not Obiadar Ron. You know what it means? I'm a girl that have come to eat, not to come and work. I'm a biodairy. Not a biodaron.
I'm a biodairy, not a biodaron.
Oh, baby girl. This girl, she learn fast.
Yes.
She's a fast.
You know how to test my pedicured nails?
Yeah.
Neatness is not a gender-based thing.
No, it's not.
That's
what you guys should know. Please, not that. It's not a gender-based.
It's not. You as a man, you clean your... If you know that you're so lazy, you cannot clean, get someone that comes to clean it for you. Maybe like twice in a week. Mm-hmm. To come, clean, go.
And there's something again about, I'm not judging. If you want to patronize someone or have a transactional thing with a girl, it's okay. It's your choice. It's fine. It's your life, you know. But when you do that and you find out that girl, she might not even necessarily be your girlfriend for you to advise her. You're a brother too. Big bro, please advise her. If you guys are having a transactional stuff,
maybe when she don't,
if she has a if it's a transactional stuff and you find out that her smelling, please advise her to maybe, you know, text her maybe when she's gone. Because you know that some guys, they'll find out that you're still smelling, but because the conjugal won't kill them, they don't like to use condom, they will knock you like that.
Sometimes they'll even give you
head.
Oh,
it's when they're giving you head, they'll not find out that this smelling.
You make him transactional, babe, head.
Hey, and at the end of the day, you not pass it to your girlfriend.
Hey,
innocent girl.
Wow. You're giving a transactional babe head.
Some people, they
which cannot, means, hey. Do you know some people have this very sick mentality of, you can only catch infection through penetration.
Can you imagine?
You don't know you can catch infection through kissing.
True kissing.
Yes. Herpes.
True, yes.
HIV. If you bite the person.
Yes.
You can catch. You now carry your mouth down there for a babe that is transactional now.
See, there are some people that are so obsessed with that. Oral sex, they die there. Whether you be a shower, one night stand, they don't want to
then just
know.
Find a friend of yours that, you know.
A stable person.
A stable person, yes.
You know, you can just
at the end of the day, having multiple
friends
sexual
benefits
partners.
Friends is not bad.
I don't think,
but you know
I
that.
Mean,
but then, I feel that most men, they say, ah, baby girl, you look fine, you look clean. Is it by face? It's not by face. With this face, you don't know what's happening down there. So don't judge.
Don't
with
judge.
Face.
Ah,
baby,
yes.
You look clean. You look clean. I can do wrong.
Do you understand?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have this man that said,
not the show for face. He not the show for face.
So this time, I think I was working with someone, yeah?
Yeah.
We were two. The other person is light skin. So the man used to like her. Now, when he now said, you like this, eh? Person don't go need on light before they see that place. As you get like that, if he wants to have a thing with that girl, if he put all in face,
he go die there.
Do you understand? Now, I'm not saying the girl had a thing, no. I'm just saying that that is how he judged the complexion.
Yeah.
So now just imagine it was a random girl from outside that he saw that he's very light skin. Like, this girl go clean, die. Go clean.
It's not by face, oh. It's not by face, please. You can actually get infection through different things.
Through different things.
You know, through objects. Mm-hmm. Objects that already infected.
Yes.
Even through the hospital, you can get it.
Yes.
So let's be very
syringe.
Cautious.
Yes.
Let's be very cautious and careful.
Mm-hmm.
It mustn't necessarily be transmitted through a partner.
A person, yes. The funny thing is, even your toilet seat has... Now, you see, toilet seat please. And phones,
babe,
carry a lot of bacteria.
Babe, there's something I want to say. Please, I beg you guys. Mm. Guys, men, Olajo, what they call men in your language? Okorobia.
Okorin.
Because I beg all of you. Please, when you be peeing, can you either raise up the toilet seat,
raise the toilet seat
up and pee?
And use water.
Some people, some guys, they will pee on the toilet seat and your girlfriends are around. And some girls are not very smart to notice that these guys have peed on the toilet. They will not sit on it. That's another way they can get infected. Or you use, some people, do you know that? I'm missing now casted Ikena that he uses the toilet. He doesn't flush it. Please flush. Very important. When you shit, flush him. When you piss,
this
flush
my friend, na breaker. She go just carry your table, shatter him.
I beg, make on a day, raise
flush
toilet.
It. Like, yes.
They pee on the toilet seat and you have a girlfriend in the house.
Whether you have a girlfriend or not, why are you doing it?
It doesn't even make
sense. Do you understand? It doesn't. Your phones. A lot of us see it's a bad habit for a lot of us. We carry phones inside the toilet. But you see that phone, it will get... Phone has a lot... You see, phone and the bacteria on your phone and the bacteria on your toilet, they are doing competition.
Yeah.
So if you now have to go to the toilet, maybe there's no like, now put that phone in your mouth.
Oh.
And you need to all like, huh? Ha. You now finish with the toilet, or you've pulled, you've done everything. You wash your bum, but you don't wash your hand.
They don't wash hand too.
You now also can give your girlfriend that's staying on the bed head, with the mouth that I heard that Staffy Okoku is on the phone, is on the toilet seat. That's how crazy it is. Now imagine you went to use the toilet. You use maybe you covered the seat, you raised it up with your hand. You did, you shitted. You as a guy, you wash your bum bum. You know, wash your hand with 99.9% germ-free soap. You touch that was your mouth. You now finish. Flush. Now went inside.
Finger.
See,
now come
yes.
Finger her.
That's, see, a lot of girls get infection from fingering.
Yes. Most times.
Fingering.
In the hand.
Do you know the germs under your nails as a man? Jesus.
Very, it's a lot. So you have to be careful.
I'm a nails person. My nails are always very long. I don't eat with my hands. I don't eat swallow with my hands. I don't eat finger foods with my hands. Because I'm already programmed that way that, okay, I am always on. Even when I don't have nails, my sister's like, would you use it? I'm saying no. They know that I use cutlery. Even when I don't have this, because I'm already used to it so that I'll not go and lose guard the day I go do nails. Do you understand? Not talk of you as a man that is that, I said those that I'll be keeping this finger.
Yeah,
I don't know
so
where you are the big boy. They keep this on.
And that's the one they want to use to finger you. And you know that thing is long and sharp.
You
now enjoy
cut
the kill.
You. Ah, fucking.
Bro. She will just beg because she don't want fuck up, say, oh, this thing pay me.
After you don't cut time inside.
Nge kukwa, don't you don't enjoy me.
Nge
kukwa, you don't enjoy me. Nge kukwa, you
don't enjoy me. Nge
kukwa, you don't
enjoy me. After you don't use this thing, cut specific for you not carry your that's how you, the mumu, you will not go and pee. It's not be burning.
Or another thing again. People, some guys will eat pepper soup. They will eat something very spicy. That's the time they want to give you a Olo Maje.
Olo Maje.
They can't punish your mouth.
What's Olo Maje in Igbo?
Ore konekwe
so. Ore konekwe so.
I reject it.
I reject it. Ore konekwe so. Hey.
You cannot
give me love. Ore konekwe so.
Hey.
You can't konekwe so. You cannot do that. Why?
They're very selfish.
Very selfish.
Nigerian guys, please. I'm making people. People should stop it.
Stop. Hygiene. Hygiene is very important.
They see themselves as a trophy and women henna. It's not a woman.
It is the women that make them see themselves as trophy.
It's the way they see, I'm a man, respect me, calm down. We know you're a man. We give you all respect, you know, we'll give you all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll respect you, of course. We'll submit to you, of course. Mm-hmm. But please try as much as possible to love. God even said it in the word of God.
Cleanliness is next.
Love her.
So godliness.
And cleanliness
is next. So godliness. You know this in primary school. Cleanliness is next. Oh, godliness.
So
exactly. So hygiene is not a gender-based thing. It works for both genders. Mm. You as a man, you are also prone to infections. Mm. But the fact that you don't have an opening down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah. Talk to me, baby.
I say it's an open wound.
Yeah.
Stop expecting the to smell like pineapple.
Like perfume. You spray perfume.
You want me to put perfume inside?
Yes.
I used to be a friend back then. She would do. She now open up. She just.
That's very dangerous.
What is wrong with you?
Can I pack poop for you? Yes.
Smells like. There is no smell you can use to qualify. Because there is no other thing that smells like. Just smell. It has its own smell.
No, do you know that there's something again? Please, ladies, listen. There's something again they always do. They say, oh, please don't wash your with soap. Don't. It's not good. It kills the flora. My sister, some girls will not wash at all. They just pour water. That's it. My sister, wash it well.
With your hands.
So it will stand.
Yes.
Wash it. Not with soap.
With your hands. Yes.
Properly.
Now, dipping your hand in when you want to wash.
Yeah.
What if that water is not clean?
The hair. That's another thing again.
So, just make sure that you wash your hair. So, you wash your labia, the lips, the pussy. That's what I call lips. Around you stare in front of you. Nobody say you go to catch congee with your
girls.
See, to go, I will tell
girls.
You one thing that you
do. Another thing they make on they wash on her hair. Say
what?
Hair.
Hair.
Yes. It's over my current 6 weeks. 3 months. Hair.
I don't see.
You go smell waiting up. You won't kill the son of man.
Kill him.
Even though say the boy no talk, I figure they pity for him. If you be my brother,
you know
wash
that?
Your hair. Take care of your hair, please.
I heard one thing.
What's that?
Do you know hand tap that is by WC in the toilet?
Mm.
That is just shh. Some girls use it to come.
Can you imagine? What of pool?
Eh?
Pool. There's that there's something at the pool now, inside the pool that vibrates, that brings out water, that gushes water out. Some girls they go there and they go stay on top of that thing. Because the thing it has this very, very bad vibration. So some girls they go to that end and they use it to come to a head. So,
yay!
You never heard before.
Yay!
Hey, when they tell me I shock, I say Abimu na show me the thing. I never seen it before. I don't even know how they're going to use that to come. You've never heard it before. It's very popular.
Never. I've never.
But you know, pool. There's
I know that part.
That,
yes,
that brings out water. And
is like this one? I know that one. Actually, when maybe she's done and the guy did not make her come, she will not carry it. I'm being She will not make it. It's make her come. And you know that there are some guys out there. Let me tell you. Some men. See, me, I don't judge. So I don't mind you introducing sex toys. But you as a man, now you pack all the sex toys put for house. The sex toy you use for Tinuke.
Yeah,
you watch it on Folake.
You
use it on Shayo. You use it on Cynthia. Relax now, Adam.
Sterilize it now, please.
Yes.
Sterilize it
or
now.
Or perhaps buy each other. As I said, cheating is expensive.
It is so.
Cheating is expensive.
Quality cheating.
Because you have to buy, I would not advise you to use the same toy on all of these girls. Buy, if you want to use all of, buy toy for each and every one of them. When they are coming, when you have a match, tell them, bring your toy. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Why would you have one toy
for
and
everybody.
Be using it on different girls? It doesn't make any sense. You're the one giving them infections.
True. And those guys are going to do threesome, foursome, sixsome, hundredsome. They will not fuck the first girl with the first condom. and now go to the second
you are game saying
with
condom.
The same condom. Yes.
Are they even using condom?
No, the ones that, okay, let's say they wear. He will not go to the first Tinuke or he will fuck Tinuke with the first condom. He will not go to fool me with second condom. Please, can you change the condom?
It doesn't even make any
sense.
Or
he will not finger Tinuke first. The same hand, you know, wash him, you know, sterilize
not put it in.
You finger it in.
Or put it in this in one's Janet. Mouth.
He will not use the same hand to finger Funke. Have the fear of God.
And another thing, spit. Son of man, spit is bad for the cookie. It is. You're doing she's dry. You're doing like this.
You now use it.
Do you know the stupid bacteria that are in your mouth?
Yeah.
Now be pa. Or you do like this.
If you know, funny enough, having quality sex is expensive.
It is.
Like committing sin is expensive. So like I don't think if you want to sin well. Make sure you have your condom, you have your lubricant. You have like everything. Get
that's
everything.
Like nice to advise people.
Why is it speech?
Have a stable sexual partner. See, do you know that I love my husband? I love my husband. My husband loves me. My husband loves me. At the end of the day, you could die all in the name of I love my husband.
True though.
You could die all in the name of I don't want a broken home.
True though.
You could die all in the name of I don't want my children to have different fathers. Mm-hmm. Imagine that man comes in and gives you HIV and you are asymptomatic. Because HIV can stay in your body for 5 years, you will not know.
Yeah.
It's now progressing to the stage of AIDS.
Yeah.
Before you find out. And AIDS has no cure.
At all.
AIDS, they'll give you set dates. AIDS, they're not like, I don't know if there are stages of AIDS, but one thing is that AIDS is very, very crucial. AIDS, before you go treat you.
Otilo. Oh my God.
They will not be interviewing. You'll not be saying, I loved my husband. I didn't want to. But you knew this man was cheating on you consistently. And you stayed back because of what? Because of what? I don't want my kids to have separate fathers. Now, they are going to have separate mothers.
True.
Because you are gone.
Because
you're going. Was it worth it? Ask yourself. At the end of the day, your children would end up being motherless. You didn't want them to be fatherless. They would end up being motherless. And you are going to lose your life. Or because a man cannot control his thing.
Man, they've done us wrong a lot.
They have.
I'm not saying that the female are not to be blamed also.
Yes.
Both genders are.
Yes.
But, you know, more of men. Men do more. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you want to cheat or something, but protect yourself. Stop being very cheap. Oh, because you don't want to buy plenty condom. Why do you want to not fuck multiple people? If you're not ready to buy things and spend money, you want to be doing stinginess. Meanwhile, you want to cheat. Cheating is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to cheat, cheat well.
Cheat.
Get materials. Buy plenty condoms, plenty lubricants.
Do you understand?
You know?
Yes. See, this life, you. Okay, now imagine you and you're doing, I'm holy, I'm faithful. How do I put it? Now just make God the protectors.
True.
Because you. And that's why I used to say, don't ignore red flags.
Yeah.
You in your only church mind, you have one stable sexual partner.
Mm-hmm.
He has one. Both of you are just knocking each other.
Yeah.
You are now saying, oh, I trust him already. I'm not using protection. Whereas that boy, they play away. Some people, they would want to like, how do I put this? You're using protection with this girl. It's now break. Mm-hmm. You will not tell the innocent girl that the condom broke.
No.
They'll
continue.
In our church mind, she's believing that, I use protection. Maybe not somebody, person, babe, like that. She'll go to her boyfriend's place. I use protection. She don't carry infection from that one. Or let's say she's the carrier of the infection. The guy is thinking, I use protection with her. She be now when I won't come. Now, in condoms here. I tell him, I say, make now, no way sooner. They go cycle. No, they use goat cycle.
Buy Durex. Buy the tattoo.
Buy Durex.
Buy me that one.
This is it.
Buy cheap now. Why?
Why do they even knock baby?
Cheating is expensive.
Hey, you knocking babe with this thing. That one to not carry our body. Oh, at least I use protection. Or the guy to say now, it's just that small minutes that I came now. It doesn't have, it's not going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hadam. That small minute is a big deal.
True, though.
That's just all it takes
for
you to just was contact infection. Say, God should just be saving us. Because the person you are being faithful to might not be faithful to you.
Hey, he shock you.
It will shock you.
He shock you.
The person might not be faithful to you. I'm fine, you know that you're a carrier. You're walking about with infection.
A big, heavy carrier, and you might not be aware of. And another thing again is that the guy will now say, like you said, not be in 2 minutes now. Don't come. She not go, no. And that's why paternity fraud is actually everywhere. Because this girl no say the guy don't come on her.
Yes.
And she don't really get, you know, she might be in her ovulation. And the next day, she's sleeping with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend will come on her. Then maybe she'll sleep with somebody else. That guy, they will use protection. And the guy will come on her.
Now depends on which is the fastest.
When she becomes pregnant, she might not even necessarily know who the father is.
Yes.
And some people will say, are you stupid? Yeah, are you a child? I don't even know who the father is. Guys, she don't know.
Nah, it falls she's back not a child. She doesn't know. Responsibility too.
She doesn't know. She's not a child.
That's why I say women too. No, see, I feel like as a woman, one of your main job as a woman is your genitals.
Yeah.
That's why you should know when your ovulation is.
Know your body.
Don't be very saying important. That when it comes, it comes. When the baby anytime. Comes, it comes.
Hey, do you know that? Trust me, baby. Mm. That's another topic that you've brought
mm-hmm.
you've brought up. A lot of girls don't know their menstrual cycle. Activities.
Yes.
When they are on, when they are off,
when they are ovulating,
when they're on their free period. Apart from that, girls, they now have an app. Different apps. Go to Play Store or App Store and download menstrual cycle
flow
app or menstrual flow app.
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
A lot.
Then when you see your period, write it down. That it's like a tracker. Write it down. It's like a tracker, a calendar. Writing down day one, you know, to help you track day two. Day two, when it's finished, you see it.
They could then be you calculate 24 how many days. 24 days circle, 25 days, 29,
28, 30,
up to 30.
Try as much as possible to, you know, follow your circle and find out. It will show you, once you write day one of your menstrual circle, it will calculate 2 weeks after your menstrual circle.
For your ovulation.
So it will track.
Or it could be a week after.
Most times, 2 weeks.
Yes, the ovulation thing happens, I think it is like 14 days before your period, your next period.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, it now depends on your, what's it called? Your own cycle. Do you understand? Uh-huh. So, people have 24 days cycle.
Yeah.
So, you not go reach 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, people have 25 days.
Yeah.
So, people have 30 days.
Yeah.
I say, woman, that's something you should know.
You should know. You know.
So you don't be falling. I say, I fell pregnant. You don't fall pregnant. They put it inside
you say
me.
What?
And you moan.
So, you know when, you know, you're in your ovulation mm-hmm. and all of that. It's very important for you to know all these things. The female, please try as much as possible. Some people will say, you say, when is your period? Say, I don't know. Anytime when you come, here, come. I don't get that strength. No, my sister. What's that?
No.
No, you have to know your period. You have to know your ovulation. Ah. My sister, Lekwani Mejijio. What is wrong with this one?
Lekwani Mejijio. So, infection is not a gender-based thing.
It's not, please.
And, there are different types of discharge. There is the fresh one, which is like normal. It's like thick, not like white, but it's creamy. Just like, it's like transparent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Color of water.
Mm.
That's your ovulation.
Yeah.
Now, it could be thicker, do you understand? Maybe giving you this whitish cream is still ovulation. It depends on what part of this thing you are. There is now cheese. Go online and check. What's in that cheese? Cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Be like saying that cheese where they break. That's yeast infection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is green one. Mm-hmm. That's sexually transmitted infection. Mm-hmm. There is brown. Still infection. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, your period colors also signifies different things. There is pink period, there is red, there is orange, there is wine, and there is black.
True.
So each, that's why I say, know your body.
Exactly.
Each color represents something in your body.
It does. Know your body.
Know your body. Sometimes when I used to check my period blood, you have to know. You have to trace it. Yes. You know when it is getting darker?
I don't want to see it.
One thing. I beg, see, Amo, now your body.
See what it's bringing out. It might even bring out a very thick blood. You know, sometimes some people will say, I did not see my period this month. I'm not pregnant. Don't worry, it will come next month. Why did it not come? It's supposed to come every month. Why did you not come? Find out. You don't know. Infection can actually stop you from giving birth. Infection can actually stop. Yes. It can cause, you know.
Yes,
it can cause a lot of things, especially for a woman.
Yes.
Before you know it, they can say, hey, she cannot give birth. Don't know. You have to trace it down to what have actually happened. It's not because abortion is one of the things that can cause you from giving birth.
Yes.
But infection is the number one. Obonge. cause of you not giving birth. So try as much as possible to find out or trace. Having infection is not always a bad thing.
It's not.
But it can be, if it's treated early,
you're human.
That's when, you know, you can avert whatever is going on. So find out your body, know your body, so you can avert all these things early.
There should be nothing like stigmatization. If anybody's stigmatizing you for your infection or whatever, that means the person is not learning. That's why if I go to the, maybe if I go to a pharmacy and I say, okay, can I get, maybe I get a prescription or something, like I say the name of the drug, and you be expecting to shame because I won't buy
Clovinal. Give me Clovinal. Is that Sean? Oh, what can I stand?
You get,
you not say,
you not think I should be shamed. I'm a woman.
Hello.
You cannot be in this world for like 70, 80 years of age and you're not.
I won't buy condom. You always make everybody don't. Make everybody because
I want to buy condom. Or you want to buy post pill. You're like, give me post dinner. Okay, give me post pill.
Give me post dinner.
You the knack.
Yes,
now.
All of us the knack.
All of you the knack.
You the knack too.
Who is you?
We just the riddle. No, follow our mouth. If you use follow our mouth, they work. Now you know.
You know.
But take the important ones.
Yes.
You know, we're actually making sense in some ways. But it's not everything you hear that you apply in your life. But take the ones that are very important. The ones that are educative.
Yes.
Very educative. We're educating you. Take the ones that are very educative.
Take the ones that educate you. Infection is both gender. And you people need to know that men can be asymptomatic, which means there is no symptom. So men need to be learning. It's about a woman's body.
Yeah, very
and
important.
For men too. Yeah. We've been talking about women. For men, when you want to pee and there are some discharge coming out of your penis, or painful urination, lump or lumps or bumps, irregular bumps. I'm not talking about aftershave. Aftershave self, get it checked. Lumps, bumps, discharge when it's not as if you are coming. You want to pee, you are discharging first before urine will come. Get it checked. Or blood in your urine. Get it checked.
Or pain when you're peeing.
Or itching.
Not after shaving,
Not after shaving. After shaving.
Every time.
You should not even eat. Do you know why? The reason why I don't even feel like as a man you should be itching after shaving is because you should get aftershave care.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. There are oils you use for aftershave.
Yeah, the ones that work.
You are even lucky because you're a man. You just rub it on your kidney and that's it. As a woman, any oil where you rub, when no day normal, if it give you infection.
Yes, very important.
You feel finish shaving, make you apply baby oil as little as PS, make it give you infection.
My sister.
You feel use any body oil, make it give infection.
Our
so you as a man. Yeah, you as a man, you are very lucky. You are very lucky.
Very lucky.
And we may say that if your boyfriend is cheating on you, his will shrink.
That's so. Who they give me that superstitious
belief? Cold they caught her. They thought they caught her. Make una they rest. Make una they rest.
Read and learn.
Watch movies. Yes.
Watch educative saggy things.
Does not mean that a man is cheating or
saggy
could be maybe anxiety, pressure, or cold.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So
learn.
When his boobs are saggy, that means they are looking for warmth. So they shrink so they can get closer to the skin.
Exactly.
Where there is warmth.
It doesn't. My sister. She,
my dear.
All these kind things where they give on her for free.
For free.
You are go grab
you
her.
See, that's why you should use subscribe. Them. That's why you should like, follow, comment on this page so you can learn more.
Wait, my co-host, they give on her important
things. She gets.
But that's what they pay for all these things. It's like Yankee now. They don't, they go, they pay.
Yes,
but they give on her
for free.
Educative things make on learn.
Yeah.
So you don't get to, you know, you don't get to pressurize the wrong people. You don't get to say the wrong thing. You don't get to look down the, you know, on people.
Ah, that get this man.
You don't get to stigmatize people.
Yeah, that's the word.
And at the same time, HIV is not a death sentence. It's not a death sentence. I'm not saying AIDS. HIV is not a death sentence. It's there are drugs correct. Right now that that would reduce your, that would make your whatever. I don't know what
the
that
symptoms
thing is called.
Reduce.
Yeah, that you can even sleep without protection with someone.
And that's, you won't contact.
And you won't infect the person. Yes, that's gotten to that level. So watching, that's why. So some people they fear checkup. They go say what you don't know is better than what you know.
Do you get me?
What you don't know.
Yeah.
What you know if it kill you? My dad, they kill you.
Die. Another thing again. Please. Yeah, so couples, married couples or married couples, every 6 months, try as much as possible to go for checkup.
Doesn't mean you don't trust your partner.
Full body checkup.
Yes, it doesn't mean you don't trust your partner.
Full body checkup. I remember when, I am somebody's son. With me, we tore my chest. Because me, I know, say, I am good, though. You know, went to check out full body. We did full body. We check ourselves. Me, it's good. It's important, though. It's important.
Yes, now.
Please go and check yourself.
It doesn't mean you
every
don't
6 months. Funny enough, remember, so I go say every 4 months. It's very important.
Now, like maybe you can even do it quarterly, four, like three times in a year. That's not bad.
Very important. So that you get to, you know, check yourself and see what is going on. You know, you might not necessarily know. And when you find out that you guys, you know, example, your result comes out and somebody has an infection, don't look at the person as, you're cheating on me. No, what you do is not just cure yourself. Both ways, both of you should, you know, take drugs and, you know, things to make sure that infection
goes.
Yeah,
it doesn't reoccur.
It doesn't reoccur.
So if your partner if your girlfriend or your wife is treating yeast infection and you know very well, like you trust this person, it doesn't mean she's cheating on you. You can also try to treat yourself with antibiotics. It's not hard. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, but they look at you like, if you're cheating yourself, cheat yourself alone. You see, I don't have the infection.
She
treat
can
yourself
she can
both
get
ways.
It from you again.
Yes.
That's why I say a woman is like an open wound. There is no way you be on this earth for like 70 years and you not catch infection.
And another thing again is when they are treating themselves, abstain from sex. If you don't give them, you're not like, I want to have sex. So if you have sex, why she's treating herself, at least give her a way to cleanse it. Or he.
And when you're treating yourself of infection, ladies,
abstain from sex.
Abstain. Yeah, abstinence is number one. Yeah. Change your underwears.
It's true.
Or use disposable panties. Number one, either you have to even change your underwears, or you wash them
with
hot
water
and disinfectant. Yes, when you're not treating infection,
keep
your pants separate. Wear disposable panties or you wear pant liners. Very important. Very important.
And there's something again people should know about. Very man, don't get that. Man, don't get that. And then that means the guy is now gay. The blood they come out from Inyash.
If you come out from Ebola now, head that one now. You need to get yourself checked.
You know, there's something very, very important. I'm talking to both genders. Very important. If you're in a relationship or in a marriage, please try as much as possible to test yourself. Go for checkup.
Yes.
Every 6 months. Every 4 months, it depends. You get me? Take your partner, guy, let's go. And when you find out that you guys have infection, don't say, you don't fuck another person. You give me infection.
It could be from anywhere.
No. Try as much as possible. It might be from something else. You get me?
You could
even be from something else.
You could even, you know, quarterly, maybe every four months.
Yeah, you might be from something else. So try as much as possible to now, okay, the person is treating herself. You too, you feel get an innova show. You get me? So like, treat both ways. Both of you should treat yourself.
Because if the woman is treating herself alone and she comes back to sleep with you, she could get it again before you know it. Reoccurring infection,
it is stop picking, you know, from a person for giving birth. It stops, you know, it causes barrenness. Infection causes a lot other diseases. And another thing again that can even cause a lady from you know, having a particular smell of is drugs. Side effect of a drug can actually cause it too. That's something you guys should know.
Yes.
So don't
food too. Yeah. You get mad, you won't go knock man, you dey chop some kind food.
Weather can go, a lot of things can actually cause it.
That's what I'm saying, that can open wound. Any little thing could affect it.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You could even have a sensitive skin. There was a time back in the university, because I never stayed on campus, girls were treating infection like it was water, and they were so cool with it, though. Like, they already see it as a normal thing. That was one of the reasons why I ran, because any small thing, these girls already complained of infection. That was already complaining of infection. Like, how do you guys do it? That's what I said. And during your delay, I packed on my bag. I said, never again. Now, do you know that some people, they would, you say that, I did not know I was pregnant until 8 months. I was seeing my period. If I slap you, that thing is not possible.
Why do you say that?
Exactly. Thank you.
Why do you say that? Yes. Tell us, pal, Dr. Paul.
You cannot tell me that you were seeing your period for 8 months and you did not know you were pregnant. It's not possible.
That's what we call spotting.
Thank you, God.
Spotting.
Thank you.
Who they breathe?
There is what we call implantation spotting. When you get implantation spots, it means baby don't dead yet.
But you didn't see your period. You're going to say I'm small, small, no, not as heavy as
funny enough,
normal.
It is not period. It is potting.
But they don't know. They think
do you understand?
That
that's the thing. So
but they
don't
feel that. It's not a come out where we're no. Now why? No, where that's still
my
period.
Now like 6 days. But now this one is like 3 days. It's if I, it's not period. That's potting. True. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You could get implantation spotting. You could get other types of spotting. It's not, you could get spotting for 3-4 months. You are now there saying that I did not know I was pregnant. Are you not paying attention to the changes in your body?
True.
Are you not paying attention? When it's not cryptic pregnant, what is it called?
Ectopic.
You said ectopic. I don't even know what it be.
Like, you know, the baby's already dead. Ectopic pregnancy now. The baby's already dead. They're about to come out.
Eh, hey, I'm not talking about that cryptic. Is it cryptic? The one that used to hide. I don't know where they hide though. I don't know where maybe they are.
He wants when you come out, Sam. He not go anywhere. I must come to this Nigeria.
No, come, not come Nigeria.
Don't come, but don't, it don't cost. You go
infection,
yeah.
Yeah. All this, what's the name they call them? Where they put for hand like this, like family planning kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's the name
they
call that?
What's that?
That's coil.
Coil.
To prevent pregnancy.
Family planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, implantation.
Some implant. Yeah, some they put for their fallopian tube. Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know the fallopian tube. Some they put for their hand.
Yeah.
G-get. Mm. Now, that brings me back to the men.
Mm.
Mm?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get vasectomy. But you want your woman to be doing family planning. Do you know that family planning has side effects? A woman will just be getting fat. That's how you see that your size 8 woman.
My wife is fat.
Hey.
But you don't want to use condom. And you'll be coming on her.
At least,
I commend a lot of guys that actually know how to 100% pull out. It might not be 100%, but your pull out game is second to none.
My dear, you've just been lucky.
You try.
My dear, you're lucky.
If you don't sabi pull out, guy. Vicky, Kukuma, use condom. Make sure they carry belly. They not go agree.
Go and do pull out on your ovulation. Then come and give me testimony after 9 months.
Testimony. I'm proud.
It might
not be 100%. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I say it might not be
100%. You know, pre-com makes baby. Forget pull out. Yeah, pre-com, so they make baby. So if you don't say you want to do pull out game, how you want, make you know shall be on your ovulation. Because on your ovulation, there is nothing like post-pill. It will never work. Post-pill does not work on your ovulation. I say, I got pregnant, but I use pills. If I mention again,
no, it does work.
But pill does not work on
it
the
does work.
Wait, see, there are 5
it
days
works.
Before, maybe. My dear.
When wait, you have nah. sex, see, post pill works whether ovulation or not. See, posting no example.
My dear,
see, if you have sex now,
mm.
today is your ovulation. You have sex now, and you take it immediately.
Mm.
What are you saying? To work now,
my dear. 5 days before your ovulation.
Mm.
3 days after your ovulation, it can work.
Baby, ovulation day, it works.
That's just circle.
Baby, go and read the 100%, it works. If you, the only way to not work for you is if you don't follow the drug prescription. If you take it immediately after sex, not 2 hours after, 3 hours, or like 5 hours after, immediately after sex, you take it. Maybe the guy comes on you or something, you take it. Baby, it works. Trust me on this one, yeah.
Bobby, I would advise you.
It works.
Not
trust
to
me.
Take the risk.
Nothing like risk, baby.
It's risky.
Medically. This is medically. It works. If you take it immediately, it works.
If you medically, say so.
Medically.
Well, what do I? If you say so, then it's fine. If she says it works, it works.
It works.
Because I've had people that use post-pill on their ovulation.
They did not tell you the truth.
On their ovulation.
On their ovulation, they took the drug 5 hours after, 7 hours after, or 2 days after. If you take post-pill immediately, baby, it will work for you. They did not tell you the truth. They took it like out maybe 2 days after. And how do you expect that to work? If you take it 5 hours before, Max said 24 hours.
Before ovulation?
No.
Before
after
you
sex.
Okay, after sex.
On your ovulation day. If you take post-pill, it works. It works.
Those are not telling you the truth.
They are not telling you the truth. They took that in maybe 2 days after or, you know, hours after or 24 hours.
Do you know how many
after?
Godsons and goddaughters I have?
As a very well, they did not tell you the
I
truth.
Have godsons and goddaughters
they
because
the
their mother said that they took post pill.
They did not tell you the truth. They did not tell. They did not take it immediately.
I will go read. No worry.
Yeah,
you know I'm a reader. I will read.
After this show,
we'll
that's
come
like,
again.
We'll continue to read
and learn about
and
it.
You get
because
me.
These
after
are the reasons
the show,
why. So
yeah,
we'll not be argued on camera like this. But make our fun now. So if you know what's good for us, but one thing is this.
Yeah.
Pull out game.
It's not 100%.
Because there is what we call pre-cum. It's the discharge that comes before cum.
Come.
Discharge. That pre-cum, they make baby. Pre-cum, they are small to say, He never even put them inside. Just a rubber like this. He can't they come out. If not inside, so it come out inside your kidney. Inside your kidney.
I love the way you say that. Kine.
Yes, that Kine. Is the same way you will be carrying testimony around in
now. Mama Jima. The Lord has done
my
it yet, again.
Some men, you know what? I don't know what they carry for their this thing. They shoot you once like this, not twins.
Oh, you are. Uh-oh, one. Who that Brits?
Ah.
Who that Brits? Uh-oh, one.
Wow, I didn't see that coming. Girl, you're crazy.
You're crazy,
too. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Ah, sharp shooter. Who that Brits?
Wait, I give you one imagination now. Imagine you get three girls. What do they do? Mm. All of them can't get belle. You can't tell all of them, say, Iro, I don't want to go come with them. Mm. You told two of them to go and remove it. The third one I gave birth to triplets. After you now started taking care of the triplets, maybe after like 3 years or 4 years, after that they're not yours. Plot twist on the highest order. Level.
Who the break?
Plot twist on the highest level. Now, pregnant. What's pregnancy? If a woman gets pregnant for you, you need to understand that it is our right to decide on what she wants to do.
They will force you. If you don't take it away, if you don't take it off,
what about those I will not give you money. You want to abort my baby? You want to abort my pregnancy? Are you joking? Do you know the changes it's going to cost on that woman's body? It's a woman's decision. True. Now, if she says she wants to abort it, and you are saying, okay, fine, you accept now, definitely, you don't have a choice. That's what she wants to do.
Mm.
Take responsibility. If she says she wants to keep it and you don't want a baby, my dear, that's the consequence of your action. Or consequences of your actions.
Hey, you will not come and say attitude. If you keep it, it's your business. They will block you. They will not block. So selfish.
Yes, now you are responsible for it. Just pray that the woman says she does not want to keep it. If you're not ready, if you say she wants to keep it. You have no right to force her to abort. The same way you have no right to say you stay out of her life because you can tell not to be her boyfriend anymore.
Years after, they'll come back.
That's the thing. I think the reason why they do that is because the society will say, is your father, forgive him. If it was the mother that left like that, would society say, it's your mother? Wouldn't they say, such an irresponsible woman? Mm. She left her. Look at our, may so rest in peace. Look at Mohbad, may so rest in peace.
Oh, so
nobody
sad.
Knows what transpired between the parents.
Yeah.
Oh. But because the mother left, do you understand? We don't even know if she left for the sake of survival. We don't know if the kids were forcefully taken from her. We don't know why she left. Nobody is going to come out and say this was the reason. There are different sides of the story. The man's side, the woman's side, and the truth.
True.
So the man would say something that favors him, the man would say something that favors her.
Yes, ma'am.
At the end of the day, now them know. So now we are the viewers, we don't know what transpired. We don't know if she tried to survive. Now she's not trying to go back to the son's life or whatever happened.
And
they're now dragging her and saying that where was she when the boy was just the boy blew. She now can't be the boy blew finish. She can't come. They no no waiting transpire. Now the same way society would not forgive a woman if she leaves her child, but if it's a man, they will tell you that's your father. Forgive him.
True.
He has realized this. That's why these men are getting away with this thing.
Sorry, boldly speaking. Thank God it did not happen to me. Because I will never forgive you. No verse. Me, let me talk. I will not. Anybody who is not in my life ain't going to forgive you.
They say he's not a good husband. Does not mean he's not a good father.
And all those men that will not, funny enough, you know, after getting married, they will not stick their into another woman's and impregnate her. While you're married, though, you now have baby mamas everywhere.
Hey!
When you now die. Please, I want to say this thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you now die, example, Pearl, you are the firstborn.
No, use me.
Example. Wale is the first son of the family.
Wale.
And Wale's mom didn't know that the dad was impregnating others.
Yeah.
On his burial, maybe he now dies.
His funeral.
On his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
They will not say, sorry, Wale, as the first son, you have other siblings,
Shoo?
I will not say siblings from where. He will not say, sorry, your father has
multiple
wives.
You want them
impregnated
to be
others.
You in your
no.
Your
they will not say, Wale, at this time, you are going to take care of them.
Eh?
Hey.
They will say you take care of them.
Some families, they used to, step brothers and step sisters, they used to do responsibility. Now, you know,
and now you won't do them now. Now, only won't do them now. Now, only won't do them now. So, money will never even read me. Reach me to feed.
Finish. I can't do step brother and step sister. I'm not trying. I have to tell my dad, though. I'll say, Dad, God, by God's grace, you live long.
Amen.
And that day, they not, and I hear
that you have kids outside. I'm sorry.
No, but I don't fucking know nobody.
I'm sorry, but how? I do not give a shit.
I don't know. I know you don't come close to me. You cannot keep your well and take care of your children yourself. Don't bring responsibility to somebody that is not aware of your
I'm sorry, but I do not give a fucking shit. It's not going to work here.
I will not. I will. Never. Not me. Not in this one. Not in anyone.
So, how do you, if you are squalling now, you're not feeling that way, how do you expect your mom to feel?
Imagine.
How do you expect your mom to feel?
Where you could not close
do you know that
leg?
There are some women that they have treated several infections in their marriage?
Women, married women, shocker, big shocker for you guys. Married women treat more infection than single girls.
My dear.
That is a big
and
shocker
that is
for
you. That is having just one sexual committed partner that you have done for better for worse. He has sworn vow to you. He has done, baby, you had sugar in my tea. Mm. Not talk of me that I'm still young. I can still, as a young lady, you can still say, okay, well, I want to be weighing my eggs. Yeah. I'm not saying I am, but I can. It's something that a young lady can say, okay, I want to weigh my eggs. Mm-hmm. Know whichever option you want to pick. Most, as a married woman, you've already picked one.
Yeah. Most times, you're even the one to choose. As a single girl, you're the one to choose to say, please wear condom.
Do you understand?
But once you're married, all these men will say, for what?
Hey, you're
but
my wife.
But they will not stick their one
don't
person.
Don't make it like they bought you. You're my wife, I married you. Mm. Whereas you are treating infection every 3 market days. It's not funny. For real, it's not nice.
It's not.
I feel like it's just selfishness. You know, there are some men that are very manipulative. See, if you're a married woman and you're watching this, this might be a shade to you. Now imagine that you are treating infection, yeah? And your husband is victim. He's playing the victim card.
Yeah.
He's stigmatizing, he's shaming you. Mm. Now you're not doubting your sanity. Mm. Mm-hmm. Where did I get it from? How did they? And it's not yeast, though. It's STI. You now start thinking of what happened. Do you understand? You now start doubting yourself.
Yeah. Continue.
You now start thinking of what happened. Start doubting yourself. Start doubting your sanity. Did they rape me? Was I? Yes, now.
I swear.
Because how did sexually transmitted infection enter your body?
True.
When you know that this is the only person, only man you've been sleeping with. In that situation, whether or not by drag or by carry your man, go do test.
Would they agree? Ah, baby, I have a business meeting. They know they are the one.
See, when he does that thing, when your man is trying so hard to, what's it called, to hide doing tests, then you should know what you're doing.
No, you tell him from the beginning. Me, any man I'm going to marry, I'll tell you from the beginning, honey, we're going to be going for tests every 4 months. This will not be safe. If you marry me, we're not going to one. We're going to be going for tests because I'm going to be so loyal to you. I'm not going to sleep around. 100%, I'm loyal. I'm submissive.
Yes.
You know, I don't want me to go stick your dick everywhere. Absolutely. Every 4 months, we're going to
be doing tests. That's what I mean. Say that.
You know, we'll take and make sure that
We take the medications. Do you understand? Take probiotics together.
Yeah.
They are the ones for men, they are the ones for women.
Now.
Let me say that.
Multivitamins and all.
Go make me say, okay, I won't do relationship. Mm-hmm. It means say, I don't ready.
True.
Now, why are no they ignore red flags? Some people say, pair your own too much. Say, oh, men, they cheat. Me, I don't even say men, they cheat. Do you understand? Men, it's okay. I am ready. I want to be with a man that will be faithful because I will do my part of the faithfulness.
Yeah.
Now, if you now cheat on me or you disrespect me or whatever it is, I would believe you don't deserve this because this girl is a full package.
True. Over package.
My dear, you see, girl, way thick. Where they work. Like, I have a legit Ozu. I'm thick. I'm fine as F. And I don't cheat. And you're there. And I have my values. I'm a freaking Kendra, bro.
Material, 100 years.
Yes, I learned how to cook. I know how to do. I was a massage therapist for years.
Oh my God.
I know so much about sex education. Total package.
Full package.
I have the freaking prize. You now say you want to cheat on me and expect me to lay low and be staying with you in the cheating and be praying for you to change your ways.
Shut up your mouth.
Yeah,
Mechonugi.
Never.
All right.
Know your yourself. Raise your standards. See yourself, Fini. Know your worth.
And someone will not be praying. Your man is cheating on you.
In the name of Jesus, may he not cheat.
May he act right.
Yeah. Pray, even in the Bible, they said, thou shalt not fornicate. They said in the Bible.
And adultery.
Yes.
We don't fornicate, though. But adultery, make it another one.
You never marry, Mickey. You never marry.
You never marry. Wait a minute. Please.
Now come today, the thing, finger day empty. Why don't...
Get my ring now. You know, Jesus Christ ring.
Oh, so, I don't forget them. Like, how would I not be praying for you as a man? Some men are there. Put their life on it to pray for their husbands to stop cheating. They say it's a spiritual problem. This is a spiritual problem. When I can pray for God to open, I don't know when God will answer prayers. Why go come waste prayer? When I feel pray to God, say, God, oh, please, so let my business make way for me. I'll not be praying for you as a man to stop cheating on me.
You get me? I don't get.
I can pray for your business. Yes, of course. I want your growth as a man.
Before.
But why would I be praying for you to stop cheating?
Can you imagine?
That's absurd.
Sometimes you now see some men testify, oh God, finally did it.
Yeah, my wife prayed for me.
And I've stopped cheating.
If you see in most cases, they'll say, I've not cheated this year. May God help me continue to next year. My dear, it don't need your eye.
Mm-hmm. I'll show what your eye.
For you to come and make a testimony. For you to come and make a testimony that you've not cheated this year. Where we say normally, you're not even supposed to remember, say, okay, don't reach 1 year. Why are you going to, you don't do anniversary for not cheating. That means it is constantly on your mind.
True.
I'll not be praying for you as a man to stop cheating. So
please, let's generally do cleansing. And something else again that I would say to the ladies is that try as much as possible after your period. You can take multivitamin. You can take there's a lot, vitamin
yes,
C.
Yes.
You know, take fruits. Eat healthy. You know, after your period, a proper cleanse. Do your infusion.
Yeah.
Take your probiotics. Mm-hmm. Take your multivitamin. Gummies is good.
Yeah.
You know, multivitamin. If you can't take the tablets, you can take the gummies. It's amazing.
Wash your with hot water.
There's a lot you can
Go put hot water for your kidney. Warm water and apple cider
before you go. Hey, sometimes some people say if they put hot water, if they bath warm, not be warm. In between hot and warm. If you can't put that for there. You don't say they shock.
If they put that for where?
Your pussy now when you're washing. You're shocked, they sweet you.
Okay, they sweet
This guy is too bad.
No, I just learned from her now.
So,
get over those residue of period blood that might be hanging in your washing with warm water. You know, quite a little bit hot and apple cider vinegar, like a cover of it.
Mm.
Pour it. Boy, it would be like a fresh snail. I said we use alum wash snail. I said it goes clean.
It goes clean, go fresh. It goes be like a newborn baby.
And you know that our pubic hair, they used to prevent infections too.
Yeah.
So if you want to shave, no, they do scodo for that place. They do low cut.
Wait, what's it be that?
On this V,
my friend, like that. I can't say water for my brain. What's going on here?
It's just fantastic.
Why did you leave this V there? She said it's time.
Wait, now she waxed. So mostly don't be waxing too often. Do you understand? Don't be waxing every 1 week, every 2 weeks. No. Mm. At least.
Let your hair, they grow.
Let there be low cuts before you wax. Do you understand? Yeah. So, because hair is used to actually prevent
And
infection.
When hair starts growing there, it's natural that it can itch.
Doesn't mean you
when
have
hair, just like your hair now, normally, they come out. Yes. It just itch a little bit, but not much. When you call it, scratch out.
When you say you want to come safe.
So immediately, if you cannot wax, you just, you know, some people react to shaving stick actually, or just know how your body works
and take care of your ingrown hairs, your bumps, your, if you see anything like lump, my dear, or warts, genital warts in general, as a man and as a woman. If you want to give your man head and you see anything that look like coco, my dear, deceased. Retract your steps, coco for wear. Something is supposed to be smooth. You walk on and see cocoa for the... No,
cocoa samba.
Sometimes say, like, you not see this is not like there's water inside. That's genital warts.
We're going to cook you.
What do you mean that?
Before they go kill you. We go cook you. Let me talk. I say we gina kubu yo.
We gina kubu yo. I need to ask my parents. You know that I find. I even. We gina kubu yo. So.
Now the correct data I go na agwa they speak o. No be Igbo. All this is not they talk na agbo. You just agbo. 1, 2, 3 Igbo. What are they give you na agbo? Okay. Now they speak.
We gina kubu yo.
Don't go miss out. Igbo people go say no. Now my language is that na agbo they speak. Agbo.
Ika.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Delta Igbo.
Delta. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get it right.
Ma dey call kwai o. Make I speak my Yoruba too for una.
So I beg, wanna try as much as possible to clean yourself.
Clean yourself.
Eat healthy, eat like healthy. You said.
Yes.
Make sure you drag your partner. Any partner we don't want to follow, you go do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should know.
Modaro.
You eh?
What did I talk?
What did I talk?
I don't even know. What did Modaro?
Modaro. That means I'm not in trouble. Hey, it could be I'm in trouble. It could be I'm not in trouble.
Modaro.
Modaro is I'm in trouble.
Modaro. However,
Malokaro. And you should be learned about an opposite gender's body.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And you know.
Yeah.
Know
so when you actually see one or two things about their body, you
can
should,
easily. Yeah. I don't know why people don't feel comfortable and talking about something with their partner.
Date foreigners too. All those white guys too. Mm. No, so they are quick to carry disease because those they like hair too much, and with their garlic mouth and ginger mouth. So try as much as possible. Try as much as possible. It's mm-hmm. not only for this thing. Is not even gender based. It's not country based. Not everybody. Yeah. But white, black, green, pink, anyone.
Yes.
You know. So please take care of your body.
Know
please.
About an opposite gender's body. Exactly. Be learned.
When you see something that is strange in someone's body, I have a communication.
I don't want to be sleeping with you, and I'll not be comfortable enough to tell you some things about your body.
Just be comfortable.
Don't what think... is more private? So you're already entering my private part. Hey, nothing is private again.
Sister, they will not say nah. She'll get angry. Or he'll get angry. Get angry. So I'm not enough for me. It's not like, don't get angry. I will not have disease and infection. What's that? Please, oh. I will tell you. Don't be keeping your mouth shut. When he was sticking his dick in there, he mm-hmm. did not know.
He did not know.
So, please.
And use protection. If you know that, use protection. No, but it's not only for pregnancy alone. It's for infection, too. Use protection, true. My sister. My brother. You can't trust anybody too much. If you know you have one particular sexual partner and you are trusting him, yeah, it's fine. Understandable.
Yeah.
You can decide exactly. not are you sabi or anything your eyes see.
Exactly.
As long as you do your checkups regularly.
Exactly. Mm. Okay, guys. At this point, we have come to the end of this.
I'm sorry.
We have I don't go. Feel like going, but we have come to this.
You know they feel like going.
I know they feel I they always they want day with us. Every morning, afternoon, night, we go there together. They educate on America and no say Pearl and Vicky no just
they we know they are to play. Joke when I
but hear. We gotta go because we go still come again. Come Pearl. Sweet episode.
We'll period.
Enjoy. So we gotta go at this point. I remain your host, MFLA Victory, aka Valanchi. And I get my Ogunge co-host where they give us educative topics.
Hey, my head is swell. Vicky, remind me.
Yeah, what's that one?
You must take it easy on me, my dear.
Oh my god.
Well, my name is Pearl, everyone, at just Pearl NA on every social media platform, aka Story Time. People can even call me sex educator from now on.
You get everything. And guys, don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Rated_18 Podcast. We'll see you. Don't miss us.
We're signing out.
Bye.
Period.
And that's on period.